All right, we're on the record for some after talk, talk.
Oh, yeah.
Talk that's later.
Hey, everybody.
So, welcome back. Do we want to hold off on getting caught up on Our Flag Means Death? Or
hold off? Why hold off?
Well, because I haven't seen all of them so far.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you want to get caught up so that we can then get caught up?
Well, I mean, or you guys could spoil me. I mean, let me guess. Relationships happen and
yeah,
things get worked out.
There's kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
flirting.
I think I didn't even realize it was an 8-episode season. So we're past the halfway point now. Good. I think they're making it really dense and it's a lot more serialized. I think there were a lot of episodes in season one that felt more story of the week.
Yeah. Episode 4 was the one where I caught myself starting to drift a little bit. And then episode 5 started to bring me back because they had resolved. It was like, it's one of those things where a good relationship story knows exactly how to time just how long the two love interests are separated before they reconcile. And the timing was starting to feel a little long for me.
But it's good.
It is good.
There's a lot of character. You realize how many characters they have to friggin' just deal with.
I also like tough as hell Jim. Jim just doesn't want to take shit anymore.
Yeah. Although I can't decide if I think it's adorable or increasingly frustrating when they say things like, what if we don't fight? Wait, you mean we would have a space that is safe?
Safe?
And it's like, yeah. All right. Like occasionally.
Spoiler, Brian, that won't be the last time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to hear it at least one more time that I can think of.
I think that's something where the binging works against it. I think that's the density of the season could be paced out a little bit better. And by watching it a lot in a row, it's kind of a lot. Because it is sad. It's a sadder season. It feels sad.
Very
vulnerable. Spanish Jackie. Great to see Spanish Jackie.
One of its charms is that it layers modern relationship metaphors on top of an ancient pirate aesthetic, and it's still doing that to good effect.
But the novelty does seem to be wearing because we're losing the, you know, give me a little bit of tactical strategy. Let's play some risk.
Yeah, here, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're not doing much of that.
That's true. I talked about this the other day, but I finished the other two on Max. I finally got a chance to see it. This is the one about the adult brother and sister who have a teenage brother who gets viral famous. They're trying to work their way into and through the entertainment world. So I guess they got a final season on Max, and they do a fine job of wrapping it up. I probably wouldn't have wanted to see 4 more seasons of it. But I think that's a really solid show. That especially the two of you, I'd highly recommend. I think that it's really funny. I think the conflicts are just really good. I think they have good problems.
All right. That's a good recommendation. I have mentioned The Uncanny Counter, which is a Korean show on Netflix about a bunch of people with powers that run a noodle shop and fight demons. Season 1 was great. Highly recommend it. Mom always taught me, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. So season 2 happened and I watched it.
There you go. Yeah.
It had some really good acting in it, but the story just didn't hold up. Even put my finger on why, because when on paper, I'm like, this should be a better story. I don't know what happened in the execution.
Yeah. Do you think is it because this is a Korean action drama, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because those types of shows don't usually get sequel seasons?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's one of those things where they conceived of a great season of Korean television and then Netflix said, want to make a second one? And I ran into this with The Stranger as well, where Netflix, I don't know if Netflix is why Uncanny Counter got a second season or not. I know it was with The Stranger. And the second season of The Stranger was the same thing. It like just felt like, oh, I guess we have to come up with more story. You know, Uncanny Counter did a better job than The Stranger, but it's still
It's tough because like Justin and I today gave a talk at UT to a class of podcasters, and one of our bits of advice was, you know, save nothing for the swim back. Like, just assume one season is all you're ever going to get, and then deal with the problem of season two. And so it makes sense that there would be a sophomore slump, you know? And
yeah, especially in an industry that has never contemplated second seasons. At best, a Korean drama will have like a spin-off sort of season. That's like, hey, if you like the characters, some of them are going to do this other version, but it's not, I think the Netflix effect is yet to be seen, whether it's positive or negative, where they're like, we're from the land of multiple seasons. If one season does great, you make more.
Yeah. I guess Squid Game will probably be the big bellwether test on that, right?
Yeah.
Because that'll be a big bet also, not just
Yeah, for sure.
Cheaper.
There's one called Tales of the Gumiho, which is Gumiho is like a nine-tailed fox. And they did something smart. The first season was great. And so for the second season, they sent him back in time. So that you basically created just a whole new series with new characters around a couple of characters that you knew.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What movies are we looking forward to? I couldn't believe, I looked up recently, I saw an ad for the Marvels, and I was like, God, how long ago did that movie come out? And I realized it hasn't come out. I've just been seeing the ad for months and months and months.
I'm actually kind of interested in Wonka.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Timothy Chalamet.
Little Chalamet in my life, yeah. Because I'm a big fan of the Gene Wilder one, and I like the Wonka story. The trailers have made me somewhat hopeful that it's an interesting spin on it, because it's kind of a prequel. It's like how he got into making chocolate instead of just telling the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory story again.
So it's sort of if we want to eliminate all mystery around the most mysterious character in the franchise.
Well,
the trailer seems to imply that it's actually going to be just as mysterious, and we'll see if they pull that off, I guess. Yeah. And then Dune, but Dune got moved, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking through this upcoming list. It's
pretty thin.
I don't know what's here.
It's pretty bleak.
Renaissance, a film by Beyonce with improper capitalizations.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, there's Renaissance.
I wonder if something, if like there's all the hubbub about movies. I wonder what's going to happen with movies. Like, I feel like TV shows have a really strong sense of them bouncing back from COVID, from the strike, whatever. I think that'll bounce back really easily, but I don't know what's going to happen with movies. It just seems like movies are so expensive for what you get out of them.
And I think people have shown they'll go to movies, Barbenheimer, Taylor Swift. So it's a solvable problem, but you can't just keep the same old thing. You can't be like, well, we'll put out three Marvel movies a year and three DC movies, and then we'll fill in with some romantic comedy. Like, that formula is not going to work.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I am sated on my thirst for Marvel. I think that...
Kind of starting to feel the same way myself.
I think that in eighth grade, I made a wish and it was granted to the tune of 28 movies and a few series. And I think my belly is full now. And now I'm just seeing diminishing returns.
And, yeah, it has gone from like, I can't believe they've been able to keep making movies for so long, to I can't believe they are still making movies.
And I guess... You know, with all the rumors of Disney rebooting a lot of their TV stuff, I guess that's just inevitable, right? The cheapening of Marvel, in so many words.
Ugh. It's a hard ball to keep in the air.
Which I wonder if when are we finally going to see dividends from the Netflix acquisition of Miller World? Like,
yeah,
we just saw a couple of attempts and then that's it.
There have been a few other attempts that we haven't covered, but they
but that's were how, even that's less how below successful. The radar.
Yeah,
were.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we got? Jupiter's Legacy, Super Crooks and The Chosen One.
Jupiter's mm-hmm. Legacy was almost good, except for it was pretty much The Boys.
Yep.
Yeah. The Chosen One came out in August. Oh, I watched this. I watched some of this. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Right there.
That's the reaction they were hoping for when they paid $100 million for Miller World.
Okay. Here's the thing about it is I sliced it. That was it. I think I watched
You did the Bryce slice.
I watched the first and the last episode, and I thought that was fine because the twist is kind of dumb. But I'll slice the second season. That's what I'll say. Right. The whole thing is like, oh, he's like Jesus. Oh, this kid's like Jesus. But he's not.
But he's not Jesus.
He's not Jesus. Can you figure that out? Anyway.
Who else could he be?
Oh, no. No one's quite sure. Here's a big black stretch limo. Uh-oh.
Well, then who is he, Bryce?
But it was an interesting show. But yeah, that's those are the Miller World series up on the Netflix.
That was it. Okay. Loki's good. Watch Loki.
Oh, Loki yeah. Was very good. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm very excited for it. How many episodes are out? Two?
Two.
Okay.
Two so far. Yeah. All
right. And that first episode, that's a strong first episode.
So yeah. that's one that's worthy of dragging the family in to see blind.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I would think so.
Like we enjoyed, you know, I enjoyed evil Doctor Who.
Yeah, I think the only weirdness of the first, like they set up the end of season one in a very particular way of like, ah, what's, huh? There, is Loki of, is, I don't know, is Loki wanted Silky. Or something? Is he, and then they wrap it up, they wrap that twist up, like they turn it around on you in a good way.
That's what I liked is like they wrapped it up really fast, but not in a way that made you feel cheated. They just sort of made you forget that you cared and were like, this is more interesting. And I'm like, I think you're right. This is more interesting. Thank you. This is great.
Yeah.
I don't need to sit through Quantumania, do I?
Quantumania?
Yeah. Well, because that one had Kang and he's.
Oh, yeah. No. Just read some Wikipedia. You'll be fine. Right. It really, you don't even really need to do that, to be honest. You'll pick it up.
We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Can we talk about this? We got an email about this. I got a thing. Hey. Fucking decide if you're doing an after credit scene or not. Everybody. Every show we've talked about, fucking decide, because they're not consistent. Our Flag Means Death, like half of them have it, and you don't know if Max is broken because Max is a really bad app, or if about it's just it, like, Max, it's like, actually, you need to wait.
2023, yeah. Bryce.
And then Marvel, you've got to watch the credits because we made such beautiful credits. You got to watch them. What? Come on, just tell me if it's there or not.
Oh yeah, Loki makes you watch all the credits and then doesn't give you a credit. It doesn't have anything. Scene.
Biden, just, we need help. Just to watch. Tell me, Brandon, please.
2023, Bryce, it's so good. I'd like to introduce you to myself. I'm 2019, Brian. When I declared that I was done, the first time I sat through. I'm with you. Is what I'm saying. It's like welcome. I'm glad you're as angry as I am because we have meetings on Tuesdays. It's great.
it's weird. Shows that shouldn't even be doing it are doing it. The first episode of Our Flag Means Death does it. They dropped three episodes at once.
I didn't even
also
know
they're
that.
Not
I
think it essential. Did. They're just silly little add-ons that they're cute, but they're not essential. So.
I mean, at least be consistent. Like we always know that. You're not going to get a big thing at the end of the Rick and Morty credit sequence. There'll always be something.
There.
Right. So they paid off the fact that, you know, the lawnmower kept going and they,
That was good.
It's a fine one note joke. That's all it should be.
It was a little vignette. It was nice. Yeah.
Loki's Brian, by the way, when you watch episode one of Loki, make sure you stick around because there's a pretty big hefty after credit scene that kind of doesn't that you have to watch. That
is actually plot.
It's so plot important. It's a major thing.
I thank you for the warning. I begrudge you, Marvel, for doing that to me.
So
what do we want to watch for spoiler in time after Vice?
Oh my gosh.
I have a thought.
This will be mid-November.
I swear, if you say the words Babylon and five in the same sentence.
I won't.
Of course he wasn't going to say that.
I mean, I will now, but no, I wasn't going to.
What is it? What's your thinking?
And this would be definitely one where we would have to select episodes, and I'm not even sure on what criteria. I'm just sort of curious how it holds up. MASH.
Oh.
Can we? Okay, what about this? What if we did a Bryce slice of all the classics? We watched the pilot and the very last episode of Knight Rider. We watched the pilot and
that.
The very last episode of The Incredible Hulk.
That's pretty good.
We watched the pilot and the very last episode
or the end of
MASH.
The first season, because it's that's the canonical.
Yeah, it's always going to be sad at the very last episode.
Sure.
That's pretty good.
With MASH, I had the idea of maybe just watching, like you say, the pilot and the end episode, but just the episodes where characters change, right? Where Colonel Blake dies and Colonel Potter shows up. Stuff like that.
By the way, it always confused me when Harry Potter came out. I'm like, you mean the Colonel from MASH?
Yeah, I think a lot of the kids got confused by that one.
Like, I mean, I did.
Yeah. Where's Hot Lips? I don't see her anywhere. I love the Bryce slice first episode, last episode thing.
Yeah, I like the idea of slicing a show, especially an older show where there's a lot.
The first episode of Dallas, the last episode of Dallas.
Slice-worthy shows.
The first episode of Falcon's Crest, the last episode of Falcon's Crest.
There's just no connection between them. First episode of Love Boat and the last episode of Love Boat.
First episode of Chips, last episode of Chips.
Gilligan's Island.
Yes. Oh,
they land, they get off.
Yeah. Did you know that the entire theme song is totally different on Gilligan's Island than you remember on the very first episode?
They changed the words midway through the run.
And I'm not even talking about the and the rest. It's like a weird calypso thing. See if you can find it, Bryce. This is worth a possible copyright strike.
You have to keep talking.
Okay, that's fine. But basically, like, there's the "Sit right back and you'll hear a tale," and most of us know that it's like. The millionaire, and then they don't say the professor and Marianne, they say and the rest, and then they changed it to the professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Isle. Okay. But that is not what the original one was, which was totally bonkers. Listen to this.
Oh my goodness.
In tropical sea is a tropic port. Vacation fun is the favorite sport. This is the place where the tourists flock, renting the boats at the busy dock. Two secretaries from USA sail on the Mino this lovely day. A high school teacher is next aboard, all taking trip that they cannot afford. The next two people are millionaires. They got no worries, they got no care.
By the way, these are all the actors. Just, it's very pilot-y.
Was this just for the pilot?
Allegedly, I think it aired. I mean, I assume that's
no, but like this changed for some later for season one. It didn't stick around for
I don't know how many episodes this stuck around for.
Yeah.
But look how long this thing goes.
Because I feel like we watched this for Autopilot, the show I did with Scott Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds familiar.
It just keeps going.
Yeah. Because it's an introduction to the story.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just play this whenever there are spoilers. So when everybody hears this in the background, they know we're spoiling something.
Where is the Mino upon the sand? What happened now will bring you a smile. The adventures of Gilligan and the skipper and the millionaire and Mrs. Millionaire and the other tourists on the other Gilligan's Isle.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So that was good. Not a CTA that I expected also.
Oh my God.
Huh.
That's a neat thing that we all learned today.
Good stuff.
Oh, God, I haven't thought about that in years.
Yeah, no, that was a good poll, man. Well done.
Okay.
Last thing. We missed this in the show. I think it was confirmed that the After Party will not be coming back for a third season.
Oh, really?
No, boo.
Yeah. My guess is they probably. My guess, like, season two is fine. Season two is good. I don't think it's a good trajectory. And maybe they saw season three being like,
yeah. Where do we go from here? At this point, we're gonna have to. Zoe will have to turn out to be the killer.
Maybe. I don't know. Rip in peace to a real one.
I would love to believe that it's because Sam Richardson has a massive lucrative project that he can't get away from. I am so in love with Sam Richardson right now that I just want to see everything he's ever been in.
Go do that.
Yeah,
sign up for a service.
Yeah. You have permission. That was always allowed.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah. It turns out I have a 2-hour appointment to go to now. It's been a big one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There we go, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, supporting us on Patreon. Keep those emails coming. Courtkillers@gmail.com.
Yeah. Get angry.
Yeah.
Get mad.
Our Blu-rays. What about my Blu-rays?
Oh, yeah. About that. Yeah.
I've taken all the Blu-rays. I've taken it. I can't take no more.
More like green rays. More like yellow belly rays. I meant yellow.
Where are my plaid rays?
Bye.
Bye.